Thank you, distinguished members of the committee, for your concerns. Definitely, I'll start with the victim-centered approach. When we are considering the TJ, transitional justice issue, it's definitely a victim-centric approach, because victim is at the center. And if the victim doesn't want any kind of reconciliation or amnesty given to the perpetrator, then it won't. Nobody can impose any kind of pressure on victim. That's why it's victim-centric, and we definitely respect victims. And there is a provision for reparation as well as a special court for prosecution of the crime. That's why mostly in the transitional justice issue, it's a victim-centered approach that we have adopted. And regarding this protection of rights of the sex workers, yes, definitely this should be protected. In the past, the Supreme Court of Nepal has also, in one of the decisions, has directed the government to have assessment of the rights of the sexual workers and provide their protection. Under the human rights regime, nobody can be deprived of any rights. Either it's a sexual worker, they are equally entitled to enjoy all the fundamental human rights. And this this part, the government is aware about this part, and we are very committed that no one